Hi, everyone. Today, our special guest is Kelsey Choi. Kelsey is a former IB student. She graduated from St. Paul's High School in Hong Kong back in 2020. From St. Paul's High School, she went to study music at the University of Toronto. And currently, Kelsey is a percussion major at New York University. I thought it would be interesting to hear directly from an IB student, from a former IB DP student, her thoughts on the IB, to share what she was thinking about with students who may be considering it, taking the program, doing the course, and any words of wisdom she might have from the perspective of a student. And I thought that would be a really cool idea. So with no further ado, I'm going to pass it over to Kelsey and let her take over here for a bit. So Kelsey, if we could start off, first of all, thank you for being here today. Maybe you could start off by just telling us, I've already mentioned a little bit of your background, but maybe you could highlight a little bit more about your background, about your experience from Hong Kong to where you are now.
Of course, yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm Kelsey. As Jim has just said, I graduated from St. Paul's Coeducational College back in Hong Kong. And during my high school days, I was also a member of the Hong Kong Children's Choir for 15 years. I also acted as the percussion section leader of the Hong Kong Festival Wind Orchestra. And back in school, I also played as a percussionist in the wind band. I took private lessons and I chose music HL as an IB elective. And my mentor, Dr. Luton, was such an inspiration. He is so knowledgeable in so many different areas of music. I have learned so much from him, and I would definitely not be him, not be me now without him. So, yeah. And I recently graduated from the University of Toronto as well. And I did a Bachelor of Music in Music History, Culture and Theory. And here I am now pursuing a Master's in Percussion Performance in NYU. Yeah.
So perhaps we could start with your high school experience. Maybe you could highlight a little bit more for us what your music experience was like in high school, including your inspirations, the ups and downs of being a high school music student, being a high school IB student. Were you doing the full DP program?
I was. So I did like a pre-IB when I was in grade 10, and then I did the 2 years of IB program when I was in grade 11 and 12. I was the only student in my class in my music class, studying with Dr. Luton. So my class size made the learning environment very comfortable. Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit more about what you're doing right now at New York University?
So halfway through my undergrad degree, I decided that I want to pursue a performance degree and not a musicology degree, which is what I'm doing now. I am playing in 5 or 6 ensembles every week, practicing every day, performing a lot, and just doing stuff that I really, really like.
Perhaps you can share with us your progression to that point where you are right now. What type of experience in high school led you to do what you're doing now? Did you feel prepared when you went to Toronto or prepared now? And was there any relationship between that and what you were doing in high school?
Well, being a music HL student for 2 years was life-changing. I've always loved music, but when I was younger, I hated practicing and had quite a huge stage fright. So being a performer wasn't really a potential career goal for me back in high school. But after immersing myself into IB music, I learned that music is not just about playing. It could also be about history and story behind the piece. And this is why I decided to pursue a musicology degree back in university, because learning about composers' writing intentions, decoding similarities and differences between music cultures, and identifying cool spots in pieces with our theory knowledge are so fun and rewarding. And I've been able to view music with a different lens ever since IB. So I would say like IB music definitely changed me. It has led me to where I am right now. And yeah, it's just like, I'm so thankful for IB music. Yeah.
Where do you see yourself going, say, after your master's degree? Do you have any aspirations or goals in terms of what you're doing now?
obviously, I would love to be a soloist. It is a very challenging career path, but that will be my goal. One little fun fact of me is that I'm also a tap dancer, and I always thought that tap dancer is such a percussive dance form. And what's best for percussionists, I would love to combine tap dancing and percussion, just like create my own piece that not a lot of people could do. I recently tried to create a little piece of mine. I rearranged Piazzolla's Libertango. I joined with my friends from my studio. We played a little percussion ensemble. I played the vibraphone at the same time tap dancing, and I would really want to develop something like that. And I don't know, maybe like make a name of myself, just to be like a tap dancer / percussionist.
One of the things we talk about in our profession right now is that in order to be a music performer, you have to be more than just a performer. You have to be a marketer. You have to know, you have to be multi-talented, multifaceted, and so on. So this idea of dancing and playing the vibraphone, for example, is very intriguing to me. Maybe we're on the horizon of seeing something quite unique with a new act. That sounds exciting. That sounds very, very exciting. Could you highlight for us a little bit about the ways music has shaped your life now, both musically and non-musically? You've already hinted on a couple of things, but could you elaborate on that just a little bit more?
Music is part of my identity. Like, my life is surrounding music now. I am studying music, pursuing music as a career. But non-musically, being a musician has made me very open-minded. And also taking IB Music, the curriculum is like, forces us to be very independent as well. Like, anything could be true. We need to be very innovative, think outside of the box, think of any possibilities. And there are so many other skills in IB Music that will help me excel in life, like time management, the responsibility and everything. So music has been my whole life, basically. And I don't consider myself outside of music. So this is just how music has shaped my life now.
I noticed something when I was looking over your record here, and that's that when you graduated from high school, you graduated in the spring of 2020. Is that correct? In May or June of 2020?
Yes, yes.
Well, if I remember correctly, that was the beginning of the pandemic. Is that correct?
That is true. We, back in high school, we had like two terms in our year. And the second term of my last year in high school was actually fully online. I did all my classes online, and obviously IB Music as well. And actually, that was kind of more benefiting to my end, because being online allowed me to use more resources. And there are less time restrictions than in class. I don't really know why, but that, although it's very challenging to have classes online, because my class size was so small, it was actually kind of like a pretty good thing that happened out of a pretty bad thing. So yeah, that was my experience in the last 4 months of my high school.
I've heard that more often from students during that COVID time, which were ensembles, of course, and for live music, it was a nightmare. We weren't able to do that anymore. But I also heard the upside to that, what you just highlighted. It gave students a chance to write music. It gave students more opportunities to practice. Mm-hmm. There was more efficiency of time used at home, developing musical skills and so on. So you're not the first person who said something like this. I'm just wondering whether there was any type of way, and this is something for us teachers to be thinking about, is inspiring some of those benefits, actually, of what happened from COVID into the contemporary practice, what we're doing now in the post-COVID era. That's for us to consider, but that's kind of interesting that you went ahead and said that. You talked about the IB study that you did the full. What were your other subjects in IB?
So I took Chinese A as my HL as well, and also English B as my HL. And for standard level, I took math, chemistry, and environmental science. Environmental societies and studies, I believe that's the full name.
What would you say were your experiences, your most valued experiences from doing the full IB program?
There are two main things I would say. The first one being independence. I sort of highlighted that a while ago, but the way that the curriculum is assigned forces us to seek knowledge on our own. Nothing was ever spoon-fed. I had to prepare for each class by reading upcoming materials, and we are encouraged to fully understand each reading by asking follow-up questions that allow us to further develop our critical thinking skills. The IAs, listening exams, extended essay all require ourselves to come up with our own topics, do our own research, and it is all up to ourselves to put in how much effort. And this level of independence was very helpful, especially since I got into university, which allowed me to finish my task very efficiently. I would say the second thing is diversity, more specifically to IB music, because I'm not sure if the syllabus changed, but back in my day, we, apart from the musicology part, we also have performance, we also have composition. And as much as I like the scholarly side of music, I still really enjoy playing. And just as I said, halfway through my degree, I decided to pursue a career in performance. And thanks to IB Music, I was able to get a glimpse of what the life of a performer would look like. In my undergrad, none of my studio mates have had done a recital before third year. But because of IB Music, I was able to come up with my own recital repertoire, perform, and then have it recorded in a pretty nice hall in my high school when I was just in grade 11. So if it's not IB Music, like I probably would not be as professional, so-called, as I could be in undergrad.
If you had a chance to do anything differently in high school, what would you do? If you had a chance to do high school all over again?
I would have joined more ensembles. As I told you, I was a dancer. I am still a dancer, actually. But when I was in high school, I actually wanted to study dance instead of music. So I aspired to become a professional dancer. And that's why I spent most of my high school years training with different dance groups. I was doing a lot of performances, dance performances, and then joining like numerous dance competitions, which left me little to no time for playing music with other people. And ensemble skills is such an important skill to have as a musician. And I really wish I was able to start my ensemble training earlier and become a more all-rounded musician when I started my undergrad. And also just like the friendship you could make in ensembles, because my music class was one person. So my only friendship was with Dr. Luton, which is great, but I would also love to have other friendships develop from ensembles.
What advice would you give students considering studying the IB music program? What words of
One
wisdom?
advice that I would give to students considering studying IB music is to be adventurous. Don't be afraid to try something completely new, and definitely don't be ashamed of a crazy idea, because great projects always start from pure imagination. The task in IB music really requires us to have innovative ideas. For example, because I forced myself to think outside of the box for my musical links, I was able to come up with a lot of very interesting connections between two very distinct musical cultures. Like, who would have thought Baroque aria music and Malian griot song would have so much in common? Just think outside of the box, anything could happen. Yeah.
Do you have any closing thoughts or anything you'd like to share with everyone as we wrap this up?
I would just say I really, really recommend taking IB and IB music. I am very thankful for IB. I'm very thankful for myself for choosing IB like 7, 8 years ago. It has equipped me with so many useful and essential skills for life. It has shaped who I am as a student, even as a human. Like, if it wasn't IB music, I probably would still be pursuing my little dancer dream, and I would not have been a musician now. So IB literally changed me. So definitely take IB music if you're considering.
Kelsey, I want to thank you for your time and your insight on your life and everything that's going on for you. It sounds like you're a very busy person. I think in the future we can look forward maybe to seeing some of your clips of tap dancing and playing percussion. We've got a new act on the horizon, I think, here.
Of
And
course.
who knows? Who knows what we might be seeing in the future? So, Kelsey, again, on behalf of the community here, the global community and the IB community, thank you for your time. And it was a delight to speak with you.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Thanks, Kelsey.
Thank you.